Hello, welcome to News Fox. It's Friday, the 7th of July. It's a year since the bombs. Quite a sombre mood in London today.
There is.
But we're going to pass over that, bring you a bit of light.
Yes.
A bit of joy, because it's just too sad to think about, really.
Mm. Jim Davidson.
Bankrupt.
He says, I've been forced into this position, that's why I'm angry.
No. So he's not been paying his tax bill, is that right?
Well, he got behind on paying his tax bill, and so, you know, eventually the Inland Revenue go, right, enough's enough, we can make, you know, so they've kind of pushed for him to be made bankrupt.
Does that mean they own his house?
I don't know what it means.
Will he have to do panto to pay him off?
He will.
Will he do a dirty adult panto or a normal panto?
I think he might do a dirty adult panto.
Disaster with the shuttle, space shuttle going to space. Birds pooed on it.
Are the pilots okay? The sexy pilots?
Sexy pilots all fine. They're all fine. But, you know, you've got this sparkly, brand spanking new, shiny shuttle. It's all looking space age and like the future. Bird does a shit on it.
I like that. You know the Apprentice.
You can see it from space.
You know the Apprentice.
Yeah, I do.
There's going to be a new kind of show.
Uh huh.
Jade needs a PA. It's going to be on Living TV. I think that's very funny.
That would be quite amusing, I imagine. There's some music bombs.
Pete Doherty's sister.
Uh huh. Miss Doherty.
Who do you think she looks like?
Don't know. Kate Moss! She does look like Kate Moss. Unlike Pete Doherty, someone's written into the Metro today. I'm going to skip ahead now to the Metro letters page. There's someone who's written in. Pete Doherty's on Jonathan Ross tonight.
Is he?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just finding the page. I've gone past. Here it is. News in Bruce. Someone's written in. See the picture of Pete Doherty in Metro yesterday and notice the uncanny resemblance to Sherry Blair. The thing is, not even slightly.
Not really,
they've got similar hair.
And not even that similar, really.
No.
But,
so is
they've
it,
both got brown
so Pete
hair.
Doherty looks like Sherry Blair and his sister looks like Kate Moss.
Yeah.
There's the Doherty family for you.
The Osborne's house, they've had a fire.
Oh no.
Yep. But nobody was harmed. Because the staff there heard the alarms going off, they went and got Kelly out. But now Sharon is saying it's cursed because three bad things have happened now.
They had the burglary,
motorbike accident, and the fire.
Well, three times, that should be fine from now on.
Yeah, everything comes in threes, doesn't it?
Certainly does.
Apart from things that, you know, like eggs, they come in a six pack.
Yeah.
Beer comes in a four pack.
A bounty, that comes in two bits
Tampons,
of chocolate.
You get eight in a box.
Or 16 or 32.
Yeah.
It's like the Fibonacci sequence.
So, no, not everything comes in threes.
Patrick Swayze, set to be in musical Guys and Dolls with Claire Sweeney. You can see the adverts on the Tube at the moment. She's got an awful blonde wig on. Anyway, he's had to delay the start of it because he's had a chest infection.
Oh,
so if you bought a ticket to see Patrick Swayze on July the 23rd, you're not going to see him. He's not starting until 24th.
Oh.
So that's a shame for Patrick Swayze.
I'd like to see that, actually.
Would you?
Just to see him.
Now, Guys and Dolls, it's had Ewan McGregor in.
Yeah.
Nigel Harmon.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Who would you most like to see doing Guys and Dolls out of that? Because Patrick Swayze would be right at the bottom of the list for me.
Right. I'd like to see Patrick Swayze doing it. He's not the one I'd most like to fuck, though.
That wasn't the question. We're not discussing this today, because I think it's becoming a preoccupation.
But, I mean...
I'm not. Patrick Swayze, I'm just not interested in him.
He's... No?
No.
Not even for the whole Dirty Dancing thing?
No. I never liked him in that.
Oh, I did.
He's been better with someone else, isn't it?
I was mad on him.
Anyway, let's carry on.
I mean, he's lost his looks now, hasn't he?
Well, I don't think he had bad any, to be honest.
Oh, dear.
some naughty people who work for Coca-Cola stole the secret formula and tried to sell it to Pepsi. Not for a quarter of a million, that's a different story. That had a quarter of a million in it. And they've been told off. Pepsi dobbed them in fact. Said someone's trying to sell us the secrets of Coca-Cola. Which is quite nice, friendly competition. Yeah. There's no point in Pepsi being the same as Coca-Cola though, is it?
No, I mean they're close enough anyway. Pepsi does fine.
They do alright. They sell Coke outsells Pepsi by about 3 times. But when you know, the thing is, when you're in a pub and they say, you go, can I have a Jack Daniels and Coke? And they go, bring up Pepsi. And you go, yeah, fine, whatever, don't care. Doesn't matter. But if you have a choice in a shop, generally, go for a Coke.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really buy Pepsi unless there's no choice. But that's just me. Some people like it better than Coke. I said a third of people probably do.
And the thing is, Pepsi, it is a Coke, isn't it? So yes. You know when you go to Asda and
I know a cola, not a Coke.
It's cola. It's all a cola, isn't it?
It's all a cola, yeah.
Coca-Cola. So it's just a different brand of cola, but it's all the same thing, really, isn't it? Now look at this.
That looks rude.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, what's happening?
A woman meets Prince Charles and suddenly falls to her knees in front of him and tries to give him a blowjob. He, being a prince, just says, come on, love.
Helps her
back up again off the gravel. But she said she'd always wanted to do it.
There's a doctor. He's suing the hospital for $250,000 because he slipped on some custard in the corridor and he says it's set back. It screwed up his knee and it set back his career by about 4 years.
So just a bit of custard.
Yeah. The thing is, the irony is, he was walking down this corridor, he saw him and there's a bit of custard. He walked to avoid it and then didn't realise there was another bit of custard and he slipped over. Why all this custard was on the floor? I don't know if a clown had come in.
Bloody cleaners.
Or something. There'd been a circus accident.
I bet it got MRSA in it.
Probably. Or Ebola.
Probably Ebola.
It was Ebola custard.
There's a woman who is 42 and she is pregnant with her 14th baby.
That's too many. I bet she's got a bucket, as Jordan once said.
Bet she has, yeah. It must be. I bet they just drop out now.
Mm.
Probably come out while she's asleep, crawl up to her breast as she wakes up going, oh, hello.
Just another one.
Another one. I forgot I was even pregnant.
At the end of that story.
Yeah.
Apparently the Vicar of Dibley, they're going to do a Christmas special this year and then that's the last one.
Yeah.
To be honest, I thought they'd finished it ages ago, but apparently it's still going in a sense. Imagine there's going to be some nice emotional blackmail about the black kids, isn't it, like they did last time.
Oh God, that was awful, wasn't it, for fuck's sake.
There's some tigers here as well, they're pretty cute tiger cubs.
Oh nice, you like a tiger cub.
I do like a tiger cub.
Curry Starless Battersby, he thought he was having a heart attack during filming, but he wasn't. He was having a muscle spasm. He's alright.
There's a woman who's been attacked by seagulls outside her house. They've caused her to fall over. She's now suicidal about the seagulls. She's begging the council to do something. They're saying, well, we can't. What do you want us to do? They're seagulls.
I don't know.
What can we do?
You can't do much if she... Maybe if you don't like them... fucking seaside.
Yeah, so don't move out of Newquay. Go somewhere else. Your house is probably worth loads. You can sell it to a surfer. If you live in London.
You know, if you're not...
attacked by pigeons.
If you're not going to like seagulls, don't live on a fucking beach.
Exactly.
A classroom bully smashed his teacher in the face and called her a bitch when she asked him to shut the door.
Well, hopefully he's been put in prison.
Courts have been tough with him. It doesn't say what they've done.
Well, I imagine he's excluded from school. He'll just get more and more thick. And eventually he'll do some murders, probably.
Yeah. And this is quite a worrying story.
Okay.
Look at that.
Ooh, there's a big man's face in the television.
It's a ghost.
Is it a ghost or is there something on the television?
Apparently... the television was turned
off. It's double exposure. Is it a digital camera?
I could couple claim their tally is haunted and insist this picture of their toddler just in the set proves it. Shock Tracy 31 only spotted it when photo she took of Faith doing the polishing was developed. She says the TV was off, no one else was in the room. She's also convinced Faith has seen the spook before, because when the 18-month-year-old saw the man appear on the telly, she said, "That's Ben." She says she's going to get in some kind of exorcist.
That's mean. It's like it's double exposure. She had developed, so it is an old-fashioned film camera.
Mm-hmm.
I say bollocks. Talking of toddlers and bollocks, I watched a programme last night called The Baby Psychic or something.
Oh,
it was
right.
About a man who says he can read babies' minds. And he went around this woman's house and she had a 21-month-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very... She's a single mum. The daughter was full of... She was just very tantrumy. She's very angry, she used to hit her mum, she wouldn't sleep, she wouldn't get in the car, she was a pain in the arse, basically.
Mm.
So the baby psychic came to read her mind to find out, oh, what's wrong with you? Why are you so angry with your mum? I'll tell you why she was so angry with her mum, because her mum had pierced her ears. She was less than 2 years old and she got pierced ears. Now she's fucking angry. But it was quite a weird show.
Mm.
And a lot of it was just kind of logical advice, so they told her to move her bed and... But he was doing it all in a psychic, oh, I can read things. And he was telling the mum about all the stuff that happened to her while the baby was in the womb, but the baby knew about it. And she's going, what? She's swearing at me. She's saying, why the fuck are all these men in my house? Very sweary baby. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
And did he actually say, oh, you shouldn't have pierced her ears?
He didn't say that. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I'd have said, don't be so bloody chabby and pierce baby's ears.
In Spanish hospitals, they whip the baby out. Go off and pierce her ears, you have to stop them from doing it.
Oh, creepy, innit? I don't think it's right. I think piercing is a matter of choice when you're older.
Yeah. Peter Kay.
Yeah.
He has given up work for the week so that he can go and see Billy Joel do every single concert he's doing on.
He loves Billy Joel.
He's in love with Billy Joel, what's the point?
Mm. A story about mammoths. Apparently, some mammoths might have been blonde, some might have been brunettes.
Oh.
That's how they put it in the Metro. I think what it means is that the mammoths had different colour hair, depending on where they lived or what sort of variety they were.
Yeah.
Like, they've said blonde or brunette, I say it's like a cat, how a cat has a different colour.
Or a dog, or any animal.
Hmm. That's
not,
story
not
there.
Really news.
Next time you have a party, spare a thought for the dolphins.
Yeah.
Not only don't have unfriendly tuna in your sandwiches.
Yeah.
Balloons. Apparently, party balloons if they're full of helium and they float off to sea, then they often pop and they come down, land on the sea, and dolphins eat them because they think they're something float, because a lot of dolphins eat things that float on top of the sea.
I
think it's a jellyfish, they eat it and then they choke on it. So just be careful about balloons, that's what
right.
I'm saying.
Okay. Shit, I've got a few tied to my bra that I was just gonna let go at some point.
No, just don't do it near the sea.
Okay. A bus driver had Bluetooth on his phone. I thought, I know, I'll send everybody in the immediate area this nice bit of video footage I've got of a man being beheaded. And obviously, loads of the school kids got it and were quite upset.
Has he been sacked?
But on a lighter note, a man was having sex with his wife and then broke his penis.
Ouch! What were you doing with it?
I think he was shoving it in and out of her vagina. But it broke, and apparently it swelled to the size of a cucumber. I bet she was happy, and his
testicles
conkers. They went to the size of coconuts.
Bloody hell! So if you want to imagine that. Go and buy two coconuts
and a cucumber.
Sellotape them all together. Probably paint them quite red. I imagine there's a lot of blood went to
there.
Paint them red and then...
Big purple head.
Hold it in front of your crotch and you can imagine that you've got a broken penis that's swollen up.
Trim your fringe and then throw the little trimmings onto it.
Well, you could get the hair from the coconuts.
Although the coconut's hairy anyway, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe get some
have you got custard. Well, but be careful a doctor doesn't slip on it. Yeah. You're going to do that.
If you drill a hole through the inside of...
Do some news.
Mick up Noel's gone on fire.
Bloody hell. He doesn't do himself any favours, does he?
Well, not there, no.
Do you think he's still attractive to the ladies?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I think yeah. It's his crooning that does it.
It's his crooning, it's his soul voice.
I'm out of news.
I've got another little bit. Did you watch any good telly last night?
Well, I watched The Baby Psychic, as I told you, but that was it, because I was out, wasn't I? And didn't get home until late-ish. So. Oh, no, and I watched the last in the series of Grey's Anatomy. I quite
like. Oh, what happened?
Well, it's a cliffhanger. You didn't know whether he was going to leave his wife or not. The Chinese girl and the black doctor, they're going out, they're a couple.
Yeah.
George did an operation in the lift, got stuck in the lift. It was good.
Excellent.
That's the end of News
that's
Fox.
The end. Oh, stars for today. Who do you want me to do?
Can you do... can I do it? Can I do Aquarius?
Yes.
If you're an Aquarius, your destiny has led you towards a curly-haired ginger man who you often see at pop concerts, and you're definitely going to shag him. The end. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Have a nice weekend.